you would put in, say, according to what you were shooting, these little, they call some of them Jeets and some of them toys. The little cheap ones would be the little Jeets, and the ones you buy, the glass ones, with all the working in them would be your toys. And usually everybody put in one, and you'd go back and have a place set up for toy to shoot from. And then you would shoot, and the guy that shoot and knocked him out got him. But if you caught him and hit him before he, you know, if you
hit him,
then he had to give up the, they used to call it puke him up, see? And if you was shooting and got stuck in the rain, you was, they call that fats. Yeah, I mean, you'd have to give up everything, see?
Yeah.
Or go back to toy and shoot over.
Uh-huh.
And, oh, God.
Do you have names for different games of
marbles? We only shot one. We just say marbles, see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And some people, after I was up, I saw some kids, you know, shoot with the round circle. But we are, the way I come from, we use a rectangular deal, and you went back to toy and shot, and a lot of times the guys would, you'd buy maybe one of your brand new toy, you pay a nickel for it, see? And some guy, they would start shooting with ball bearings, and they call those stealers.
Yeah.
And sometime a guy shoot one of those steel, and then you see your poor little Aggie man going to 90,000 little pieces.
What would an Aggie be? What would it be made out of?
Regular glass, and that it usually it have something like some blue clouds or red workings in it.
Did you ever call that a cat's eye?
The only thing we call a cat's eye in my case was that there were some marbles that would come between what they call a Jeep, the little one, and it would have a little eye on it, kind of like a some ceramic or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't the best one, see.
Mm-hmm.
The best one in that case would be that one you shot with the Aggie.
Mm-hmm. Would the Aggie be always the one you shot with?
Yeah, that's why that was the thing that got you your marbles. See?
Uh-huh.
You had a special one. And when it got chipped, man, you almost cried.
Yeah, yeah. Did you ever have a name for white marbles?
No, we would have all different colors, but the most of them are that we would, the little Jeets would look like they would be made out of a type of clay, like a kind of like brick.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Somebody must have baked them or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Now these would be what we call Jeets. That would be the cheapest thing in the game.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have any marbles you called chalkies?
No. And all we had was Aggies, Steelers, you know, when they started, kids started shooting with them, them old ball bearings, and your Jeets.
What would you call clothes that were owned by somebody else and maybe passed along to other people? In the
used, hand-me-down. I know a couple of times my dad have gone down and they had this bargain store. He used to go down there and get clothes for us to work on the farm in a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they would order from C.S. Roebuck out the catalog and like that.
How would you store winter clothes in the closet during the summer?
In my closet, usually I put the when summer come, I put the winter ones in the back of the closet.
Mm-hmm.
I have a two closet, one with two doors to it, so I push them in the back.
Would you ever put them in a bag?
Now my wife does. She puts some of hers in a plastic bag.